Now, what is the waste management? Waste management is the collection of transport, processing, recycling, disposable of the waste material. Whatever the waste material you are getting from your organization, there should be a transportation, processing and recycling also. It includes entire thing is your waste management, and it is carried out to reduce the material effect on the environment and recover the resource from them. The effective waste management system helps to save cost to the establishment as well as preserve the environment also. So, whatever the waste management, it will help the organization to reduce the cost also, and it helps for the environment also. Now, waste management plan, purchase food and beverage as much as required. This is a very important part. Whatever the food items you are purchasing, whatever your requirement is there, that much only you need to purchase. Otherwise, what exactly will happen is whatever the food products you are taking more, it may go for the waste. Now, purchase at the right time, that is when it is the season for the item. You need to take care of when you require the item, that time only you need to purchase the product. Otherwise, what exactly will happen is you will not use the product, that product may go for the waste. Ensure that products and the containers that can be recyclable are purchased. There is a recyclable system is there, which we are discussing further. So you need to purchase that kind of items only, so the wastage can be reduced further. Now, prefer the vegetables and the other food items from the locals so as to make it a sustainable venture. What exactly will happen is if you are taking from locals, if you are taking from the locals food particles, food items, what exactly will happen if you short of the food products, so you may get immediately. So no need of taking bulk quantities, you can take in a small quantities. That way, you can reduce the wastage. Now, use environmental friendly products. There are environmental products are there. You should be using that product to take care of the waste management. Now, waste management program steps. Assess the type and amount and source of the wastage generated and what options are available to reduce and recycle and refuse. What exactly reduce, what exactly recycle and what exactly refuse, we would be discussing in a further slides. Develop a waste management plan and set goals, which we have discussed in the previous chapter. You need to develop a waste management plan and what exactly goals we have, how to reduce the wastage, we need to develop a plan. Develop policies as per the goals and set accountability. We need to make a policies that at the same time we need to develop a team so who are accountable for the policies to follow the process. Take the support from the management and get the funds to follow the processes. To follow the processes, we need to take a funds from management, take the approval for the funds and make waste management to follow the processes. Now, keep monthly statistic and generate the waste and recycling. Reward the employee who meet the targets. Whatever the processes we have spoken, we need to develop a team. Whoever the team and whoever the employee is able to reach whatever the process we kept, we need to recognize them. Now, follow the 4 R's for the effective management plan. What exactly the 4 R's? Just have a brief look. Now, the 4 R's are reduce and reuse, recycle and recovery. The last is landfill. Let's have a look. What exactly is a reduce? What exactly is a reduce? Before that, we are talking about the refuse and void. What it is? The first among all the R's is refuse and void, things that are not required in the first place. Use things that are easily reusable and recyclable and refuse the products that cannot be recycled. Do not buy disposable. This is very important aspect. You are not supposed to use a disposable because you cannot recycle them. Now, avoid items such as water, sauces and gravies in small packaging, because these are the things where you can take in bulk quantities also. If you are taking in small quantities, whatever the packaging items are there, more you need to dispose. Always use a reusable presentation material as a replacement of food presentation. Use linen with a high thread count for the longer time. What exactly will happen is whatever the napkins, whatever the tablecloths if you are using, if you are able to use the thick cloths, the shelf life will be more and the shelf life, the wastage will be low. Now, let's discuss about the reduce. What exactly is a reduce? Is the word reduce means to make something smaller and lesser with the wastage terms, produce a smaller amount of the garbage. Whatever the wastage you are producing, you need to reduce the wastage. For that, you need to develop a process that is known as reduce and rethink whether we really need everything we buy. Exactly, if you are able to purchase in smaller portions, which we have discussed before, if you are able to purchase with the local vendors, so wastage will be low. The same time, decrease energy consumption of cooking equipment by installing energy efficient equipment or solar powered heating system. This is also comes under picture. If you are taking more heating methods and your wastage will be more. Reduce the waste on the plates by evaluating the portion size and train the waiters to suggest appropriate portion size. What exactly it is like, whatever the portion sizes are there, if the customer is not having whatever the portion size you are giving, you need to serve a proper manner. Otherwise, what exactly will happen is whatever the food we have served, it may go for the waste. So we need to reduce sometimes the portion sizes as well. Now, reuse. Let's discuss about the reuse, what exactly it is. Instead of using the things just once, discarding, find ways to use it again. Whatever the food items are there, instead of discarding, can we use, we need to come up with the process for the same. Now, when using disposable products like straws and napkins, use them with control. The kitchen area, use cloth towels rather than paper rolls. This is a very important aspect. Whatever the linen, we supposed to be discarded, can be used in kitchen instead of using a paper napkins. Ask your suppliers to recycle boxes and plastic containers and bins, etc. Return it back to them. This is also very important. You need to talk with the vendors. Whatever the containers we are using, they can reuse and they can get back to us. Now, recycle, this is also very important in waste management. Whatever the waste management cycle is there, something you can recycle and you can take care of the waste management also. What exactly it is? Recycling involves taking something old and used and reproducing to make something new. This is exactly how it works in F&B industry, how the recycle can be used. Materials like paper, cardboard, aluminum, glass and plastic can be broken down and recycled to make new products. This can be happen in organization if you are well planned. The same time, use discarded restaurant linen after washing and wiping crockery, which we have spoken before. Whatever the discarded linen is there can be used for your F&B service team to wipe the crockery and cutlery, and the same cloth can be used for the kitchen for dusting purpose. Now, donate all acceptable food for human consumption to street people. Donate food and animal to local Jews. This can be happen according to your organization structure. Whatever the leftover food items are there can be donated to few NGOs also. Now, food loss and regulation, global scenario. What is the global scenario? Global scenario, moreover, talks about food safety management systems and the same time good practices and HACCP requirements also, and requirement for the delivery and food safety management system. These are the three things are the majority part for the food loss and regulations. Food law and regulations need to be there in a best practices, GFSIR recognized system, and same ISO standard, ISO 22000, and food loss and codex HACCP principles. Let's have a brief look about these systems, what exactly we are talking. Now, Indian scenario, India has a very large varied F&B market which is growing steadily. F&B market in India is growing drastically and steadily. So, how exactly in India the waste management works? Let's have a look. Now, as per the industry expert, there are approximately 50 to 60 lakh food service establishments are in India. Now, food safety has been a major challenge in India with cases of food adulteration and food poisoning happening all over the country. Now, in addition, a food business firm will need to centralize license obtained from the head office. Any lapsation will lead to fines and cancellation of the license. In India, the licensing part come to the picture. It is making a major role. What exactly licensing part is there in Indian scenario? So let's talk about the licensing part also. Food regulations and licensing in India. India, FSSAI regulation came from 4th of August. This is a food business operator license issued by FSSA. Now, what are the licenses are there in F&B industry? Just have a look and which are the departments are providing that licenses. Now, food safety and licenses comes from FSSAI. This is mandatory. Whenever you are coming up with the food establishment, you need to have the food safety license, and later on you should have health and trade license, which comes from a municipal corporation. Now, eating house license, it comes from a police commissioner. This is also very important license. And liquor license, excise inspector, approval of restaurants and playing of music. Now, same time, environmental clearance and NOC from the fire department, these are the kind of the licenses. Without these licenses, you cannot establish a F&B organization. Now, there's a lift license and a shop and establishment acts and a signage license also involved. Silence feature of the act. Silence feature of the act, adequate information, dissemination of the food and enable consumer make the informed choice. And what exactly will happen, this licensing part is, whenever licenses are in the process, so you would be following the processes for the F&B organization. Without this license, whatever the process has developed the organization and the government organization, so you might not follow the rules and regulations. Now, challenges faced by the F&B food service. Now, food infrastructure, over licensing, highly fragmented and competitive industry, lack of organized supply chain, and the location of the establishment, high real estate prices, shortage of manpower, lack of adequate training institute. Exactly is what is happening with the F&B industry is skilled labor. What we have discussed is you required skilled waiters, skilled bartenders, skilled backend people. You required, if you don't have more training institute, you might not have skilled people. This is also one challenge for the food and beverage industry, and shortage of manpower, which we have discussed now. And the same time, with the summary of whatever that we have spoken till now, let's have a look of the summary. Now, there are many guidelines laid down to control the contamination, which include personal grooming of the staff, awareness of the various hazard type of contamination of the food. There are various hazards are there which can contaminate our food. The same time, WHO and the national government lays down norms of maintenance safety standards in a food and beverage industry. In India, Food Safety and Standard Authority of the India establishes under Food Safety Act 2006 is the regulated body related to the food safety. The same time, there are another 10 to 12 licenses which we have discussed, which is mandatory for the food and beverage organization. And the food management systems are designed to manage the waste generated through 4 hours of which we have discussed previously. Thank you very much.